New Amsterdam wraps up another season on NBC, and Jocko Sims is joining us to talk about the big finale. Hey, Jocko.
Hey, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm surviving, you know, in my little bubble that I have. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, considering.
Right.
Not too bad.
Right. Absolutely. Now, okay. So first off, I have to know: have you been asked to jump in on the coronavirus relief? Like, are you standing by for the local hospitals or anything?
Gosh, you know, I've found myself quite invested emotionally in what has been going on. The cool thing is, from the beginning, New Amsterdam and myself, we've been involved as much as we can. The first thing we did was we got all of our equipment, our masks and our personal protective equipment and gear that we have on the show, which is the real deal. You know, we took all that gear and we donated to the hospitals here in New York City. And we have some friends that are on the front lines. We have Dr. Jeff, who is one of our advisors on set. He's right there with me side by side in our scenes. He's been working at Bellevue Hospital for 28 years. We have Lisa Wing, who is the head nurse there at Bellevue, and we've been in touch with them daily, hearing about the situation. So that's the first thing. And also, you know, we've been attempting to try to facilitate getting masks from other countries over here to the hospitals, because the situation has been quite dire. But it's a daily thing, and it's been interesting, and not in a good way, to see how that process has been.
Well, absolutely. I mean, so many tragic stories coming out of it, but as you're saying, so many great stories coming out, right? People coming together to help and really build a sense of community. It's really great to see.
Absolutely, and that's cool. You know, in times like this is when people come together, and it's unfortunate that it takes events like this sometimes to bring us together, but such is life. Well, we need a reminder that we are one people, and we need to rely on each other to move the human race forward.
You know, when you were last on with us, we talked about how you pick up, you know, medical lingo, and you really start to understand what these doctors and healthcare workers go through. So I can imagine now with this whole crisis, this global health crisis, you have a new appreciation for what the doctors are going through, and probably also that you see the patient side, because you've also kind of had these real life experiences that you've acted through that are kind of playing out right before our eyes.
100%. And what's interesting is our show is about getting through that red tape and that bureaucracy of attempting to actually help the patient. And here in real life, as I've attempted to try to get some masks and some personal protective gear, aside from the ones from New Amsterdam, we got that easily, you know, through to the hospitals. But I personally have been attempting to get some things done, and there's a lot of things in the way, steps and forms, and I'm just like, gosh, you know, people are dying. Nurses are quitting because they don't have enough gear. And so I'm getting a taste of what our characters go through weekly. You know, people don't think about how difficult it is to get something done in the medical world. When you have, as a patient, you go in and you struggle with whatever ailment you have in the first place. And then if your insurance won't cover or something, or the doctors seem a little bit not human when it comes to relating to, it's because they're going through so much and they hurt when they're trying to get things done and they can't. So I know what it's like now to have my hands tied in the medical business.
Absolutely. All right. So let's talk specifically about the show. Now, I know there's a programming note. 9 p.m. is when people can tune in, right?
Absolutely. We're in that This Is Us time slot for tomorrow.
Yeah, and I guess let's just explain to viewers, because the whole crisis, I mean, the TV production schedules have changed. So May is often the season finale time, but things have moved up because shows couldn't finish filming. So in case anybody's wondering why there's a shuffle and shows are suddenly ending, that's why. So what can we expect on the episode? It's called Matter of Seconds.
Well, yeah, we're calling this the final episode of the season, and we're not calling it the season finale because, as you mentioned, a lot of shows, including ours, we didn't get a chance to shoot what we had planned on shooting, and for precautionary reasons, obviously, we had to shut down production. But that being said, this episode is a very good episode where we you know, it's going to be another tearjerker. That's one thing you can rely on with New Amsterdam.
Of course.
Is that you're going to need a box of Kleenex every week. you know, Max is attempting to help a kid. He meets a kid with a rare muscular disease, and he's desperately trying to get him into the only clinical trial in the country that could extend his life. And you have Sharp and Bloom scrambling to try to figure out these rare symptoms that patients are presenting with in the hospital. And it's we had a pandemic episode that we had to pull from the air for now, but that part of the story is sort of stemming from that episode, and we'll dive into that. And we have some great stuff with Iggy and Kapoor as well. So it's a good episode. I actually haven't seen it, and I'm excited to see it myself.
Well, it's also really, you know, coincidental, ironic, whatever word you want to use. You know, we've heard the term clinical trial so much in the news lately all of a sudden. And then also, you know, patients that just have these similar symptoms, again, something that doctors, going back to the coronavirus thing, that have never been seen before. So there's some art imitating life, coincidentally, I imagine.
Yes, and it's so odd as you watch these movies, particularly the science fiction ones, and it's interesting because here we are living a real-life pandemic. I think that the pandemic shows and movies should be moved from the category of science fiction and moved straight into drama, because this is real, and it's here. But as, you know, we watch those shows and those movies, and even the series I was on before, The Last Ship, it was I spent 5 seasons filming about this pandemic that could hit the earth, and it's just so real now, hitting so close to home. And when it's real, you look at those shows now in a different light.
Let's talk about your character, Dr. Reynolds. Is this a goodbye for good? Right? I mean, he said goodbye to New Amsterdam. What, do you have any spoilers? Like, what can you tell us?
Well, I will say, We were going to get an answer to that, and as we've been teasing the fans for, I think it will have been, well, it was projected to be about 7 episodes we were going to tease, and now the fans are going to have to wait, I think, a little bit longer to see what happens with that storyline. As you know, my character is engaged to Evie, and she's elected to take the job in San Francisco, and he's been offered a job in San Francisco. And where we left off in episode 17 of this season is that Dr. Reynolds leaves. But again, you know, there was all sorts of possibilities that range from him leaving the show and you never see him again, to maybe following some of his storyline in San Francisco, to him not leaving, and possibly a spinoff. Those questions and more will have been answered once we see these episodes that we haven't shot yet. So, unfortunately, I have no answers for you, but you're going to have to stay tuned with us for the final episode of the season, and come back with us when we resume shooting.
And speaking of art imitating life, I know you're a California boy at heart. So, again, this is all coincidental, isn't it?
Moving to California. Well, I'll tell you what, if Dr. Reynolds is moving to California, Jocko is staying in New York for a while, because this is a great city, and I love it here.
Sure is. All right, so we're going to be watching the season finale Tuesday, NBC. Check your local listings, but 9 p.m. is the new time slot for the final episode of Season 2. Jocko Sims, great chatting with you. Stay safe. I appreciate your time.
Same to you, Jeremy. Thank you very much. Take care.